Greetings, you are listening to Electric City Currents right here on KGPR Great Falls, and we love to bring you and connect you to all the events going on locally around Great Falls. That's why we call it your local voice. So today I am joined by Justin Groves from the Great Falls Ski Patrol, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Banff Center Mountain Film Festival World Tour, which has been whirling through Great Falls for quite a while and is back again this year. Always an entertaining event, and it's taking place on December 9th at 7 p.m., that's a Friday, at the Davidson Family Auditorium at Great Falls High School here in Great Falls. Justin, welcome to KGPR.
Thanks, Gabe. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, well, we always appreciate it. I mean, I make the festival more often than I don't. If I'm in town, it's must viewing for me because I just love the variety of outdoor films, and we're one of the first stops on the tour usually. So it kind of feels like you're getting a sneak preview of what the rest of the world will soon get to experience.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and that's still pretty much the case. In fact, we have at this point determined what films are going to be shown. And we're super excited about the variety, you know, some long, some short, quite a lot of adventure-type films, including climbing, mountain biking, and, of course, skiing and boarding, as well as, you know, as usual, some really interesting cultural and environmental films that I think folks are really going to enjoy.
Yeah, it's some high-frequency quality productions coming out of the festival, and it really is just an experience that you should enjoy. If you've been a part of it in the past, you know. But if you haven't witnessed the Banff Mountain Film Festival screening here in Great Falls, put it on your calendar. It's December 9th at 7 p.m. You guys have a venue change this year, I noticed.
Yeah, we do. This year we're holding it at, as you mentioned, the Great Falls High School Davidson Auditorium. We're pretty excited about this. It's a beautiful facility, and we're very grateful to the school system for allowing us to hold the event at this auditorium. It's got a great little entryway, just beautiful architecture, very comfortable seating, and some really high-level audiovisual equipment that is going to be just right for this type of production.
That sounds scintillating because, you know, these films, they really draw you in, whether it's the action or just the depth of character, the production quality, and the overall values that go into these experiences. Whether it's a 4-minute film or a 44-minute film, they really are packed full of just, well, intensity.
Yeah, no, it gets you on the edge of your seat for sure. And, you know, Gabe, this is, of course, pretty much the primary fundraiser for the Great Falls Ski Patrol, which is a volunteer organization that comprised of about 50 members split into four teams that help Showdown provide medical and rescue services to the skiing and boarding public there at Showdown. So we use these funds to obtain medical supplies, to help send folks to training, and many of the other costs that come with running a ski patrol like this.
Yeah, and I know you've been doing this festival annually or almost annually minus the pandemic and things like that, but for a number of years now, and it really is a Great Falls tradition. But the Great Falls Ski Patrol has been at the other end of some national recognition lately. Would you talk a little bit about the Great Falls Ski Patrol and its notoriety?
One of the things I personally like about being involved with the Ski Patrol is, of course, the people that comprise the Great Falls Ski Patrol, which is quite a number of just really great folks and their families. It's a very family-oriented organization with quite a few people with some serious skills and abilities that are also willing to put the time and effort into making the patrol even better and the best that it can be. So it's really, in my opinion, a phenomenal organization. And we were, of course, thrilled and perhaps a little surprised to receive a national award, which was the Outstanding Large Patrol for North America. And, of course,
wow.
We are considered a large patrol, even though we're really at the low end of large, since we we have 50 members, and a lot of the larger patrols have, you know, potentially, you know, double that or many, many more members. So we're a small, large patrol, and the receiving of this award is a good testament to the many people that comprise the Great Falls Ski Patrol, who again sink a lot of time and effort into making it a really phenomenal organization.
Yeah, I saw a brief story about that, and it really is impressive what you guys are able to do, because you cover a lot of skiing territory, and you do it with such attention to detail, which is important in the context of people, you guys being a backup to what will hopefully be perfect experiences for people out there in the mountains, but many times that can take a turn. So,
that's a good point, Gabe. You know, we're of course there to provide medical response if needed and rescue extrication response to get folks off the mountain, but really a big part of our mission is just making sure folks are having a good time at the mountain, that they're staying warm, they're having a positive experience, especially, you know, newer skiers and boarders. We like to keep an eye on them, check on them, make sure they're, again, having fun and having a good day at the slopes.
Yeah, and I actually, you were mentioning that the hill is opening up earlier than ever this year. Is that the case?
Yeah, apparently they have gotten a lot of snow. And I know we got some here in Great Falls a little bit as well. And I think the Showdown Ski Mountain has received much more. And like you say, they are opening early, which is very, very exciting. They're opening day is going to be this Friday, which is very early from what we typically see. But so we're very excited about that and for a nice snowy season overall.
So yeah, actually, by the time people hear this interview, it will the Showdown will be open. Definitely go be a part of that and be a part of the Banff Center Mountain Film Festival. Don't miss the opportunity to catch it here in Great Falls at the Davidson Family Auditorium. It's taking place on Friday, December 9th at 7 p.m. Definitely must-watch TV, as they say, this time in a full-screen movie format at Davidson Auditorium. Where can people get tickets?
Yeah, there's a couple options on getting your tickets, Gabe, and I would recommend folks get them relatively early because the show has historically frequently sold out. We
Indeed.
Do have a platform on our website to get tickets, on our website being gfskipatrol.org. There's a structure there to obtain your tickets. And there's a couple locations in town, including Bighorn Outdoor Specialists, which is, of course, just a great place to stop in and pick up some outdoors equipment, various types of apparel, and all kinds of stuff. And while you're there, pick up your Banff tickets.
One of my favorite stores in town.
Yeah, it's really, really neat. We're grateful to partner with them on making tickets available to folks that need them. And we do also have some tickets available at Skier's Edge and Snowboard Shop. So, again, you know, folks are need to get their skis tuned up or look at some new boots for the season or some new goggles, that's a great place to do it. And while you're there, you can pick up your tickets for the show.
Yeah, and definitely don't be that type to wait until Friday, December 9th at about 3 p.m. to decide, oh, hey, I'd really like to go see that tonight, because I have witnessed that many times
where people were
disappointed that it was sold out and they couldn't get tickets. So definitely get that ahead of time. Get your tickets at gfskipatrol.org or Bighorn or Skier's Edge. And where is Skier's Edge?
Skier's Edge is on 9th Street in Great Falls at approximately, I believe, between 12th Avenue South and 13th Avenue South.
It's kind of across from the mall parking lot, huh?
Yeah, a little bit past the mall parking lot on your right. And, of course, the home of Ron Hall Sprinklers as well. During the summer, they service and sell sprinkler systems. In the winter, they primarily products for the skiing and boarding.
And that makes such a difference, too, to get your equipment tuned up before you get out on the mountain. You don't want to find out on the mountain that you're not going to have your equipment being well-oiled and well-serviced, well-waxed, as you would say, to really get out and enjoy the skiing experience. So.
True. That's very true, although Skier's Edge does have a pro shop up at Showdown during the height of the season as well. So if you do get in a pinch and need skis tuned up, they can often take care of that on the hill for you, too.
This is all good to know. You know, I grew up as a hockey player, so I didn't go skiing as much. But every time I go skiing, I just love being out on the mountain. And you're just in the elements, and there's nothing quite like it.
It is. And, you know, as ski patrollers, we really love to introduce more and more people to winter sports and skiing and boarding in general. And that's one of the nice things about Showdown is it is just a phenomenal place to learn, whether it's your kids or yourself or a friend. They have an exceptional ski instructor and boarding instructor program. And it's really an ideal mountain to, you know, check the sport out and pursue it. And they really do have some phenomenal deals for beginners as well that I would really encourage folks to check out if they want to get into the sport.
Yeah, world-class skiing at Showdown, and actually world-class cross-country skiing at the Silver Crest Trails and all around the Little Belts, and world-class outdoor films coming with the Banff Center Mountain Film Festival. We truly, you know, maybe people take it for granted sometimes, but this is a great opportunity, whether to get outdoors or to experience the outdoor movies here in Great Falls. This is the time of year to really enjoy what we have living here and make the most of winter.
Yeah, we kind of think of it as a good way to kick off the season, to watch some awesome outdoor films, some skiing and mountain films, and get yourself ready to head up for some skiing and boarding.
Yeah, well, thanks to you and thanks to all the hardworking volunteers who are part of the Great Falls Ski Patrol and help make it as positive as an experience as possible, being out and enjoying the elements and communing with the mountain. And thanks for just the diligence in putting on the Banff Mountain Film Festival. It's your number one fundraiser, and it's a great synergy when you could provide an experience like this for people and raise the funds to help such an important organization, well, keep going year-round. So thanks for joining us today, Justin. And any other final thoughts, or shall we just tell them once more when the event is?
Yeah, well, you know, thanks for having me on, Gabe. And folks do have questions about the show. There's a structure on our website to, you know, contact us with questions. In addition to on that website purchasing your tickets for the show, gfskipatrol.org, or again, Skier's Edge in Great Falls, or Bighorn Outdoor Specialists in Great Falls. And we'd love to see everyone at the Great Falls High School Davidson Auditorium with the show starting at 7 p.m. on the 9th of December.
Sounds great. And one thing that just jarred, one more question there at the end. I imagine that you guys are always open for volunteers if people want to get involved.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are always looking for new members. And we're collecting names and phone numbers even now so that we can start setting up the required medical first aid training that a person needs to kind of get started in the ski patrol. But, there's another structure on the website to contact us about more information on joining the ski patrol. And, again, we do welcome new members. You know, and if a person doesn't want to go to the website, they can just stop into the ski patrol facility at Showdown, and we'd be glad to chat with them and show them around.
Sounds like it would be a rewarding volunteer opportunity when it comes down to it.
It is, you know, especially for folks that like to help other people. It's a great opportunity to do just that, whether it's first aid or making sure a kid's fingers are warmed up or making sure someone's having a good day on the ski slopes.
Well, sounds good. Thanks so much for joining us today, Justin, and we'll see you at the Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour, here in Great Falls, or perhaps out on the mountains.
Sounds good, Gabe. Thanks again, and we'll see you out there.
Happy trails.